So, we are transitioning now. The first half of this year, we've been talking about clear perception. We've been talking about how guidance is a consequence of clear perception, and we've been talking about connection or contact. In the diamond language, we've been talking about diamond body and pearl. For the rest of the year, we are going to talk about self. So, and this is a very interesting transition, you can say. I see some puzzled faces. Is that just okay? Good. So we are going to talk about self, and but I was thinking, we have a whole half year to deal with this topic, so I was thinking like a good way, a good warm up exercise, is to just reflect a little bit on how the work that we've done so far has already affected your sense of self. So far we've been looking at a lot of different essences, right? The first 2 years was just looking at different essences, the essences of support, of vitality, and so on, looking at what are these really, right? What are these essences really? So we've been focusing on noticing these qualities as felt sense in the body. We've been distinguishing between different kinds of qualities. We've described the felt sense of these essential qualities and details. We've cleared up a lot of confusion about when we feel these things. So many times when we talk about vitality or joy or something like that, we have ideas about what are the conditions under which we feel them. And what we have seen over and over again is that the only condition that we really need to think about is sensing being. The moment you're aware of being, then you will feel all these qualities, and all the things we think will bring us the qualities are actually just things that will disconnect patterns that distracts us from being, right? This is one of the main things that we've seen over and over and over again. And when we do this work, we've noticed how these qualities are always present. If we notice them, they are actually there. If we take the time to pay attention to them, they are actually there. And we have recognized that even a lot of the situations that we avoid, or a lot of the parts in us that we avoid, are actually we only avoid them because in certain contexts they look like something that we should avoid, but on closer inspection, they're nothing other than the essences that we seek in other situations. Like, for example, when we become really angry, and we may think that that's a bad emotion, but on closer inspection, we see that the energy in the anger is nothing other than red essence. If we feel lost, for example, and we think that's a bad thing, but then look closer at it, we might see that the lostness, if you have nowhere to go, is just another word for freedom, spaciousness, openness, and so on. Now, all of this work can be done without ever touching on the sense of self. Have you noticed? You can do all of this work and never really work with your sense of self. For the rest of the year, we're going to shift and work directly with the sense of self. But I think it's interesting to say, even if we haven't worked directly with the sense of self, chances are your sense of self has been affected by the work. And it might be a good time to just pause and say, is my sense of self that I have today different from what I had 2.5 years ago when we started this whole process, right? So I'm just curious, when you hear this question, is your sense of self, do you perceive yourself differently? Do you relate to yourself differently? Do you feel yourself differently now as opposed to 2.5 years ago? What pops up? Yeah, Alex.